السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الشعر أفابلا وشيخ يوفل عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دورة هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده. تايتل ہے گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. You need Allah, first you must become a عاشق lover to Allah والاس عاشق ابرار. عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو. اتباع سنت اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو. نور تقویٰ سے سراپا نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملہ. عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملہ. عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملہ. جان فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو. جان فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو. عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو عیاں. عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو عیاں. خواہ وہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو. خواہ وہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر. صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر. اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو. اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو. عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عشق کامل کی علامت یہ سنا کرتا ہوں میں. عشق کامل کی علامت یہ سنا کرتا ہوں میں. آشنائے یار ہو
آشنائے یار ہو بیگانائے اغیار ہو, آشنائے یار ہو بیگانائے اغیار ہو, متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی, ہے یہی مرضی, ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی, ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی, ہم مٹا دے نفس کو گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو, گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو, متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی, اس کی صحبت سے, اس کی صحبت سے, اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی. بے عمل کوئی محبت, بے عمل کوئی محبت کا علم بردار ہو, بے عمل کوئی محبت کا علم بردار ہو, متبع سنت ہو بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. جب کسی بندے پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص, جب کسی بندے پہ ہوتا, جب کسی بندے پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص, دم میں وہ ذنور ہوگا, دم میں وہ ذنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ زنار ہو, دم میں وہ زنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ زنار ہو, متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. آخری شعر ہے, عمر بھر کا تجربہ, عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے یہ دوستو, عمر بھر کا تجربہ, عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے یہ دوستو, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو, صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر, صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر, اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو, عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو, متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو, متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. One of the hardest things of translating the Ash'ar of the great men of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is many a time they would speak of their inequalities and they had reached such levels that they could say it to others. So when we translate it, we know we haven't started. So it's should never be like we're giving a dars and saying it should be like this, it should be like this. Because when you will read this and you will think of this meaning, you will know that these are far things for us. But with this umid that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, when He wants to give someone, and just to create that hope that maybe one day we can reach. So the whole crux of this poem is, Gar khuda chahe to pehle aashiq-e abrar ho. that if you want to find Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the first step is to become a lover of the beloveds of Allah. Ishq. But just to understand what will be mentioned now, that is not so easy. The first step when you take bi'at to a sheikh, the sheikh gives his life that to create some love between the murid and the sheikh. When you get married, love is created immediately. It only needs one night. And thereafter, even if you don't love the wife, you got no choice, you have to just do. But in suluk, it's not like that. It's a thing that's created. So the salik, the murid, he plays his own game, but the sheikh makes so much of tahammul sabr. Doesn't want to tell him something, he'll break that one line. But that's the first, pehle. For majority of us, it seemed that that was the only thing of the sawf. That we got love for the sheikh. But it wasn't that. One is muhabbat, love. And then that love grows into a burning love. When burning love, you call it ishq, that's far. And then after ishq comes the hard part. It's called the imtihan of ishq. That Allah tabaraka ta'ala will never test one's love as long as that love is not there. But the day that ishq is there, the only people we really understand who were really, really tested in ishq were the sahaba radiallahu anhum. They had that imtihan in such that in the battle of Uhud, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's son stood up and said, who will challenge me to a duel? Meaning that everyone stays on their side, you stay on your side, I come frontally. So when he went front, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stands up and said, I'll challenge him to a duel. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh Abu Bakr, let the ummah benefit from you, stay behind you. You don't go. He said, I want to go, it's my son. And normally you will say, I'll go, it's my son to save. Only ishq will do a thing like that. So we are still on the first level, we're creating love. We're getting love. The sheikh will make a joke, we laugh. The sheikh will never shout. But after muhabbat, there's a hope one day Allah will create ishq. First there will be ishq for the abrar, for the lovers of Allah. And we have that hope that one day there could be ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the zaat of Allah. But after that ishq, then when the imtihan of ishq comes, the test that is their love, that only Allah tabaraka ta'ala special favor makes a man go through those imtihanat. So he says, ishq ka ye dosto hum sab ka ye miyar ho. He says, oh my friends, let it not just be a claim that I'm the lover, you must become lovers. And in love we'll read Ash'ar and everyone says, Subhanallah. Hazrat says, oh my friends, let the mi'yar, the standard of the ishq of all of ours, be this muttabi'a sunnat ho. That sunnah can become mine. Now again here, Allah tawarukala reward our Hazrat, many a time he makes ishara, that we mustn't fall in dhoka, in deception. Because we might think that muttabi'a sunnah means that you must have your beard, you have your trouser over your ankles, and now you say, I'm muttabi of sunnah, that man is ahle bidah, he is this, he is that. So he says, Alhamdulillah, I got my ittiba'i sunnah. The word of sunnah is not a small word. Imam Nawawi rahimullah, when they asked him, what is this tasawuf? So he prepared Riyadu Salihin. Riyadu Salihin means the gardens of the pious. That when you enter a garden, no garden only got one flower. And any garden that got one weed is not called a garden. In that garden, you need all the flowers. So you started with flower number one. There has to be sincerity, ikhlas. But then all the flowers. Each flower will give out its own flower, own fragrance. And in the steps towards the flowers as you're going, there's the road, ikhlas. Very smart. But then comes the flower of sabr also. And when you read those ahadith, then that is called ittiba'i sunnat. That when the time comes of difficulty, then how we stand. When the time comes that wealth has to be spent for Allah's deen, that was also ittiba'i sunnat. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the army is going out, who will give? And that sahabi said, I have nothing. But I also have to stand up. He said, I find someone bringing lot, someone bringing little. Our whole ittiba'i sunnah is just this year, that how many I read my four rakat sunnah. And I'm muttabi'a sunnah. But there's a whole game in this ittiba'i sunnah. And may Allah tawarukala make that the whole sunnah can come. Or bid'at se bhi bezaar ho. And whatever is not sunnah, Hazrat always says, don't ever think of the word bid'ah and join it to bid'ati. Because that's all we do. Never will your bidah, we say, Alhamdulillah, we are from Deoband. There's no bidah in us. He says, there's a lot of bidah. There's bidah in our families, in our customs. And when the time comes for that custom, then the whole ishq goes tanda. Now my son is getting married. Now ishq is imtested, the imtihan of ishq with who? You'll have to wage war with your wife. Then you will see who can stand. You're not fighting a war with your son in the battlefield. You're fighting a war with your wife in the bedroom. She said, my only son, I will make the whole world know he got married. And you will say, no, I want to have a small thing. My sheikh said, there you are slaughtered. You sit with your sheikh in the masjid. You don't bring your sheikh into my house. But at that time, how much games is played? That I asked that mufti, he told me it's okay. I asked one fatwa, they told me it's okay. Everything becomes okay. But somebody else does it. How could you do a thing like that? May Allah tabarak ta'ala save us from imtihanat. Give us such families that whenever we want to do something, everyone just says, yeah, we're with you. But when the imtihan of ishq comes, that are you ready to pull out of bid'ah? It's hard for the men, it's hard for the women. One of the biggest bid'ah in our circles, although we don't like to say it. But it's a bid'ah also. It's the issue of the second marriage, third marriage, fourth marriage. Alhamdulillah, in our circles, if my family ever hears me speaking about that, I first tell them, no, not for me, not for me. But why are we saying it? Because how many a time we heard our own people, when they heard of a friend getting the second wife, they mocked it. At that time it went in our heart that that mockery could be kufr. Could be kufr. Because that which Allah ordained, we laughed at. And that which the world accepted, that we said, hey, he got her, he's playing with his secretary. So that bidah also, to be able to break custom, to take it out of my system, that whatever my Allah said, that is sunnah, that will come in. And may Allah make it. It starts with muhabbat, it goes to ishq. And when ishq comes and you say, in the love of you, Allah, whatever you want is mine. And whatever I want is not mine. Ittiba'i sunnate nabawi se dil sarshar ho. He says it should be such that when you have to break your heart to be able to practice on the sunnah, it shouldn't be you have to cry. Rather you should be jumping with joy that today I had the time to please my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the dil be happy. Noor taqwa se sarapa hamile anwar ho. And when that happens, Hazrat Imsab would explain one, when that pretty girl walks in front, and you want to look, and you don't look, then he says the heart would melt. He says it would be like knives going through the heart. And when the knives would go through the heart, it's like blood coming out. Then Hazrat Imsab says, what happens when blood comes out? Red. He says, you see in the morning when the sun is rising, before the sun comes to the horizon, first the redness comes. First it starts getting red, because the sun is coming. First there has to be that red. So one is when the girl comes, that redness, that blood. But one is when every sunnah has to be applied. It is not easy. When those times come where you have to say, my Nabi said no. Finished. The Azwaja Mutahharat went through that imtihan of ishq. That when wealth started coming into Islam, they lived their whole life in difficulty. And not easy to say. When you read Fatima radiallahu anha, her body bent. She was the queen of Jannah, but her body bent. Ali radiallahu anha is looking at the condition of his beloved wife. Say, go and ask your father for a slave. You can't carry on like this. What lives they went through. But now wealth started coming. So the Azwaja Mutahharat had nothing wrong that they did. All they asked is, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a slight increase in the standard of living. What an imtihan of ishq. Rasulullah s.a.w. pulled away from his wives. It wasn't haram what they asked, so verses of Quran came down. That is not haram what they're asking. But you will have to go say to your wives now, that Allah tabarak ta'ala has given you two choices. One is he will give you lot, and your standard of living can rise. But then you will not be suitable for the Rasul of Allah s.a.w. What an imtihan of ishq. It's easy to say it. They understood that now till the end we will live in that level. That even if wealth comes, we will just give it in sadaqah. And Aisha radiallahu anha, the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, The Khalifa would give them wealth. As that wealth would come, it would be gone. And then someone would come visit. He said, I came to the house, there's nothing. He said, but I spent so much, everything gone. What a level. So he goes to Aisha radiallahu anha to ask. He says, I'm going to give you an option. You will increase your standard of living. But then you cannot stay with the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, but don't make a decision now. I want you first make mashura with your father. Because sometimes a woman is fast. You say, I'll take it. Aisha radiallahu anha, this is that imtihan of ishq. They had ishq. The whole world in 1 second, she said, let it go. I will never separate from the Rasul of Allah. That imtihan. How they had it. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give us some. He says, Aashiq-e Kamil ki bas hai ye alamat-e kamila. If you want to see a true lover of Allah, then the true sign of love, Ja fida karne ku har dam, sar bakaf tayyar raho. This is far, that's what we said, it's very far from us. He said, a true lover of Allah is not one who sits on the minbar and can talk. But is that person who's every second, he's ready to let his life go for Allah. And we have met people like that. My one friend says, the day before his father passed away, his father was Mawlana Khalid Sumru from Pakistan. He passed away in Sajda, in the Fajr Salah. They entered the masjid, he heard the sounds in the back, he knew they coming for him. He could have broken his Salah and run. He had people to run through. They wouldn't have got him because there was a crowd. He says, he stood in that Salah. He went into Ruku, he came up and he went into Sajda. In Sajda, he stayed until the bullets started going through his body. He says, but the night before he was martyred, he wrote poems. And in the poem he wrote that, I know I'm the target. And kafan is tayyar. We are ready to go. Now what a level you must be. Very easy to talk. But when that man puts a gun by your head, he never shot. And then finally you reach home and now everything is okay. Now you're not dead also. But that night you ask the man, did you sleep? You never sleep. He said, you never died. Just the thought, I could have died, we finished. South African product is a very weak product. But we have hope Allah Tawarukala accepts us also. But ishq is a high level. Ishq sunnat ki alamat, har nafas se hoi aya. He says, the sign of true ishq is that in every breath of yours, the person will pick up, this is a true lover of Allah. It is not only when you give a bayan that the people say, what a lover. He said, in every breath. Every breath means kha wa raftar ho, guftar ho, kirdar ho. Whether in your actions, whether in your movements, whether in your talks. When you're angry, there must be that ishq. So much of ishq. That sahabi radiallahu anhu says, my uncle told me that you got a standing by Umar radiallahu anhu. So somehow or the other get me in. It was a majlis, a mashura of selected people. That man wasn't supposed to come in. It wasn't the time where the general public were going to come. But because Hur bin Qais was the nephew, he asked permission, the uncle got in. He just entered into the majlis without any respect in front of all the big people. It wasn't the time. He said, oh Umar, very loud. He said, why don't you deal with us justly? You're not even giving anything to us. Whereas Umar radiallahu anhu had established justice in the whole world. And he had given this man lot. So Umar radiallahu anhu was Umar. He blew in a flame of anger. And he went forward. And when you're angry, no one can stop you. That's what happens with us and our wives. When you're angry, nothing can stop a person. It goes wild. Umar radiallahu anhu stood up. Hur bin Qais said, one thing was going to stop this lion. It was like he was going to pounce on my uncle. One thing would stop him. He said, I just read a verse of Quran. Well, Allah tabarakallah said, forgive, forget. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And from the ignorant people, just turn around. He said, what an effect it had. He stopped there and there. He said, وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا. This was a man who would stop dead in his tracks in front of the verses of Quran. That. At that time, then you say, this is an ashik. What a sign. صُحْبَتِ مُرْشِدْ سَي نِسْبَتُ عَطَى هُوْغِي مَغَرْ. Then Hazrat says that, don't fool yourself also. He said, I'm bare to so great Shaykh, finished. It's the beginning only. And may Allah Pak make it that we move. He says, just by having the company of a murshid, you will get nisbat. You will get connection. And the problem is when we get that connection, then we stop. And then that connection later on becomes weak. He said, you'll get the connection. He says, magar, اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو. He says, but you will have to then make that effort. You will have to take that courage and stay away from sin. As long as you can't do it, then that connection will stay, and the connection will die also. Just being bad to a sheikh is the beginning part. Then there's that himmat in front of that phone, in front of that picture, in front of that message. May Allah Tawarakala save all of us. When that ability to stay away from guna is not there, then even the sheikh can fall in haram with his murid females also. Forget the normal. It is only that worry that I mustn't fall in guna. The sheikh is replying to an email. Could be the sheikh, while replying to an email, somebody else has asked him how to look after my gaze. While replying to the email, one pop-up comes there, he's also looking. Telling the world, don't do guna, but ijtinab e masiyat on myself also. Every one of us, we have to pull. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give us the courage. Don't fall in guna. Aashiqe kamil ki alamat ye suna karta hume. He says, I'm telling all of you that what is the sign of a true lover? Aashina e yaar ho, begana e aghyaar ho. That you are close and you feel familiar with the friend. Meaning with Allah and those such associated with Allah. You associate and you feel familiar with them. And those that are aghyar, ghair, who are not Allah's, then we find that allergy. We just can't sit. And this is one sentence which is very easy to say. And we all say, those that are not Allah's are not mine. But when it comes to cricket and soccer, then all fail. All fail. Then it could be a Muslim player. You see, because he's a Muslim, I support him. Because he got a beard, I support him. Because it's my country, I support. Then the man is sitting in the majlis of zikr, but when he goes out, he says, what's the score? That time is the imtihan. Those that are not Allah's, I pull away, I get an allergy. Hey, yahi mardiye khaba ki hum mita de nafs ko. He says, Allah wants this from us, that we all destroy ourselves. We destroy our ego, we destroy my I am, we destroy everything. Garche wo sare jaha kabhi koi sardar ho. Even if I'm the mayor of the town, I'm the richest of the town, I'm the boss, but in front of my Allah, I understand I am no one. Uski suhbat se nahi kuch fayda hoga kabhi. And then he says, if your friend, your company is that man, be amal koi muhabbat ka alam bardar ho. He's the biggest claimant, and may Allah make it is not us that he's speaking about. That is the biggest claimant of love. He said, how we love Allah, and everyone says, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. But the man himself is bi'amal. He got no amal. He says, by sitting in that man's company, where are you going to get any benefit? His talks couldn't benefit him himself. Jab kabhi banda pe hota hai khuda ka fadl khas. This is high stories we are talking. But when Allah's special favor falls on any servant, and this is what we hope for. Dam mein wo zunnur hoga, garche wo zunnar ho. Could have been 1 second before this, he was a man destined for the fire of Jahannam. Our whole life is filthy. But if Allah looks with that nazar of muhabbat, then in 1 second the man can become a man of Jannah. Umar bar ka tajruba akhtar ka hai ye dosto. Finally he says, oh my friends, it is the experience of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. He refers to himself, it is my tajruba experience. Gar khuda chahe, that if you want to find Allah, to pehle aashiqe abrar ho. Then the first step will be that create love for the lovers of Allah. Take it up to the level of ishq, that it's a burning love, and then be ready for that imtihan of ishq. May Allah grant us all this.